All right, Psalm 119, just two verses, 25 and 26. That's part of my devotions lately, Psalm 119. I'm taking my time through it, and this passage caught my attention, so I'll begin to study it. Tried to look at something else today. Didn't know whether this was the right thing, but the Lord said, no, this is the right place. So, Psalm 119, verses 25 and 26. This opens the fourth Hebrew alphabet, which, as I would suppose, is pronounced Daleth. And so David here, I believe he's the writer, he says, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, not thy ways, but my ways. And that caught my attention as well. And thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Let's pray. Lord, we ask that you'd open up this portion, these few verses in Psalm 119, and I pray you would teach us from it. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, in the opening words, I think of verse 25, there is a personal acknowledgement. There is a recognizing of the psalmist's own condition, the condition of his soul. He says there, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. In verse 26, there seems to be a personal confession of his condition before the Lord. When he says, I have declared my ways and thou heardest me. So it's as if he was speaking to the Lord. Now, just some thoughts. The closer that we walk with the Lord in our Christian lives and the more we desire godliness and holiness, which is very important for us, the more we should be aware and we should recognize and acknowledge when we're not walking with the Lord or in godliness and holiness, when we're not walking wholeheartedly. And this psalm, probably more than any other passage, the psalmist talks about wholeheartedly seeking after God. Listen, the worst thing for any of us as Christians in the world is to be completely at home in the world. And so we should never be completely at home in the world. In fact, the longer we live, the world should become more of a foreign place to us. And to be around God's people, you know, in the church, when we're in our devotions, those should be the most comfortable times. That's what we should cleave to. We'll see that cleaving is a deliberate act. It seems to kind of be something that kind of would stick to you, but actually cleaving is deliberate. Wherefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife. So we cleave to one another in love and marriage. And so the worst thing for us is to be completely at home in the world, to cleave to the world. Charles Spurgeon said the serpent's seed can find their meat in the dust, but never shall the seed of the woman be thus degraded. The seed of the woman being the seed of Christ. And so my soul cleaveth. To cleave is to be joined together. Like when a man and a woman are joined together in marriage, they become one flesh. So they're cleaved. It means to be glued together. It means to adhere to or to be fastened to. We're fastened one to another. In one definition, and what I just talked about, it's likened to when two metals are soldered or welded together. They become one. But it also means to deliberately pursue and to closely follow. So the psalmist here is talking about him cleaving to the dust. Now think about that. We deliberately cleave to what we want to cleave to. We join or pursue after those things that we want. In verse 25, the psalmist, I believe here, is struggling with earthly mindedness and with cleaving to this world. I think that he's recognizing that. That's a good thing. Whenever we recognize our own sins or we recognize when something's not right, that's acknowledgement. And listen, if we're ever going to rightly confess our sins, we personally need to acknowledge our sins. And I think the psalmist is struggling with earthly mindedness and cleaving to this world. He feels that he's not only in the world, but of it. I think that's where his mindset's coming from. He even finds himself deliberately pursuing earthly and worldly things. He cannot seem to get his heart and mind to detach from the things of this world. But the psalmist is also teaching us about ourselves by his own acknowledgement and his cry. I think this is a prayer or a cry unto God. When he says, my soul cleaveth to the dust, I think this is a worthy prayer if, in fact, we are cleaving to what we shouldn't be. And listen, if we would separate, because you know the Bible says about the marriage, let what God hath joined together, let not man put asunder or divide or separate. So if we would separate and be put asunder from the dust of the world and from worldly things, if we would separate from the world, then we must first acknowledge and recognize that we're cleaving unto it. Listen, all of us are cleaving to the world in some respects. But how much? And how dangerous is that for us to cleave to the world rather than to cleave to Christ? Now, if you want to know what you are cleaving to from day to day, and this is what I thought about myself, search and try your own heart and find out what it is. What are you cleaving to? What do you pursue? Here's a little diagnostic exercise for you. When it's time to come to the gathering of the saints on Sunday or Wednesday, are you struggling to get out of the world? Are you already looking past your time to come and sit before the Lord? In other words, you come to sit before the Lord, but are there other things that you're thinking about? Or even in your Bible devotions? When you open up your Bible in the morning, this is more, I guess, to the point. Are you so interested in other things that you don't cleave to the Lord? In other words, this is not your safe and, if I can say, your happy and devoted place. And listen, it's not an easy thing to come to the Lord in your Bible reading or in the church. Listen, I think we have to recognize that. To come to the service of the Lord ought to be something that we desire for. But we ought to also know that to come to the service of the Lord or to open up our Bibles, it's labor and it's spiritual stress. And why do I say spiritual stress? Because the things that we're going to hear and the things that we're going to read, if we're going to be serious about following the Lord, then we have to make some decisions. We have to react to it. We ought to react to it. We should never come and go, and we do. We'll come and go and hear things that God expects of us, and yet we'll come and go the same way we came, so we don't really react to it. The labor of appearing before the Lord in the Word, or coming to the service of the Lord, the labor is in mortifying our pride and in sincerely opening our hearts and minds to receive the Word of God. The stress comes from, what am I going to do with God's word and his commands? Am I going to obey it? Am I going to obey it right now and today? And so I think the psalmist was crying out. I think he recognized that. I think David recognized that he was cleaving to the dust of this world, things of this life. And he cried out, my soul cleaveth to the dust. And so for us, do I acknowledge and react to the word and then confess my sins, confess that I am cleaving to the world? Or do I refuse to acknowledge my condition and try and forget what I heard and leave the word or leave the service just the way I came and continue to be satisfied with cleaving to the dust of this world? I mean, listen, that's not how a Christian should live. So again, my soul cleaves to the dust as a cry to God for help. And it's coming from a psalmist. That cry, my soul cleaves to the dust, shows that the soul is awakened. Because listen, if the soul's not awakened and we're walking around like dead men, we're not going to say that. We're not going to realize, you know what, Lord, I'm cleaving to this world. So acknowledgement and recognition is part of walking with God. I think the psalmist was acknowledging and recognizing that. Now, the psalmist here did something about his condition. In the second part of verse 25, he says, quicken thou me according to thy word. So what he's saying is, I don't possess the power to uncleave myself from this world, but you do, God. Quicken thou me according to thy word. And this is where our prayer life and our devotion to God and our trust in God, that God will separate us and pardon sunder us from the world. And that will be quickened. Quicken means to revive, give life to. Our Christian lives need life from God, or they'll just be dead Christian lives. I don't want a dead Christian life. I don't want to not react and obey the word of God. And so this is where effectual fervent prayer comes in. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And so we need that. So he says, quicken thou me. Then in verse 26, he goes further. The psalmist did something about his condition. He cried, obviously, quicken thou me according to thy word. And then he says, I have declared my ways and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. So what he's saying is, I have recounted my ways. I have thought upon my ways. I've looked back and I've looked at my ways and I've seen that I've been cleaving to the dust of this world. I've been cleaving to my sins and you heard me. I declared my ways and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. So what are you cleaving to? It's a question for all of us, question for me. Am I cleaving to the dust of this world? The beginning of being parted asunder and separated from this world is acknowledging and recognizing that I am, and then crying out to the Lord and admitting it to the Lord, and yes, confessing it. Listen, the big part of the Christian life is acknowledging. I mean, listen, David says that in Psalm 51. When after he'd sinned with Bathsheba, he said, verse 3, he said, I acknowledge my transgressions. That's confession and change is not going to come until we acknowledge. I acknowledge them. And my sin is ever before thee. And so David confesses that to the Lord. Now, just the remainder of the psalm, it makes, not the whole psalm, just this section. But notice the heart of the psalmist in verse 27. After that, he says, make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So it wasn't just make me to understand thy precepts. So many people want to understand the precepts of the Lord. I want to understand what God's saying. The psalmist here says, make me to understand the way of thy precepts. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners. I don't want to stand in the way of sinners. I want to be in the way of the ungodly. I want to know that way. When they crucified Christ, they said of the apostles, they were of that way. That's the way I want to be of. That way. He says, make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness, seems to be even further of his condition. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. So you can see it's dependent upon the Lord, dependence upon the Lord. Remove from me the way of lying. Lord, I don't want to be a liar. Grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Heart enlargement is what we need. The Bible says of Solomon, y'all remember 1 Kings 4:29, the Bible says God gave Solomon largeness of heart more than anyone. And it means God put within him a capacity, and it's specifically in context to his wisdom. God put within him a capacity that was not infinite, but greater than any other man to perceive and understand the wisdom of God. And so David's praying here. It's kind of backwards. He says, I will run the way of thy commandments. Basically, when you first enlarge my heart needs to be enlarged. It also brings with it the heart being delivered. Enlarged, freed from the captivity of this world. A heart that's not cleaving to this world. And so, brethren, Let's enter into the mind and the heart of the psalmist when he says, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Pray that. That should be, don't just pray it because I tell you to pray it. Pray it because you want to be revived and quickened. And declare your ways unto the Lord, and the Lord will hear you, and ask the Lord to teach you his statutes. So notice, he says, quicken thou me. Teach me. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. I don't just want to understand your word. Remember, I want to understand the way of your word. Strengthen thou me. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. And then realize, I will run the way of thy commandments, Lord, when you do your work in me and enlarge my heart. And listen, these are worthy supplications from us. But remember, if we're going to walk with the Lord, it takes acknowledgement of what I'm doing now. And so, and I pray that I'm not cleaving to the world, but I do know that there are ways, and I am cleaving to the Lord. I mean, cleaving to the world. I don't want to cleave to the world. I want to cleave to the Lord. And so, just some thoughts for you to take you into the second part of the week. All right. Well, let's look at our prayer list and update. Update any new things. I did want to get your boss's name, Patrick.